Hello there. My name's Bob Ruff, and I'm the host of the Truth and Justice podcast. If you're listening to this, you've heard about the show, and you've decided to start from the beginning. Let me say up front that I want to thank you for going on this journey with me. Before you begin, there's a few things that you need to know. For starters, when this podcast began, it was not known as the Truth and Justice podcast. I began this show in May of 2015, and it was originally called The Serial Dynasty. I was a huge fan of Serial, and I had done a ton of investigative work on the case on my own. So I had all these notes and documents and things that I'd been looking into, and nothing to do with them. As you go through the Truth and Justice podcast, or the Serial Dynasty podcast as it begins, you're going to get to witness the evolution of Truth and Justice. And again, I want to thank you for taking this journey with me. Before you start, there's just a couple of things you need to know. For starters, our contact information. You're going to hear throughout the first 18 or 19 episodes that our Twitter handle is at Serial Dynasty. That is no longer the case. If you'd like to connect with me on Twitter, our new Twitter handle is at Truth Justice Pod. Also, our web address has changed. You're going to hear throughout the first several episodes that our web address is SerialDynasty.com. The new web address is TruthAndJusticePod.com, all one word. And of course, the Facebook page has changed as well. If you'd like to connect with me on Facebook, just look up Truth and Justice with Bob Ruff. And as you'll hear throughout this process, I'm very active on social media as well as through emails to keep in contact with my listeners. If you have thoughts, theories, and ideas about the case, the correct email address to send those ideas to is theories@truthandjusticepod.com. So again, that's a small change from what you're going to hear in these first few episodes. As you're looking ahead at all the episodes, you'll notice that the numbering system begins with 101. This is not the 101st episode of the podcast. The first digit in the episode numbers indicates which case that it's about. Case number one is the Adnan Syed and Haman Lee case. So any episode that begins with a one is about that case. Case number two is about the Kenny Snow case out of Tyler, Texas. And so on and so forth. And lastly, you're going to notice the quality and the content of the show improving as time goes on. The Serial Dynasty started as a fan show. It was a place for other fans of Serial to discuss their thoughts and theories on the case. As time goes on, I dig deeper and begin actually investigating the case myself, along with all of the listeners. By the end of the summer of 2016, we had developed an army of attorneys, police officers, prosecutors, judges, people of all different walks of life and all different skill sets from around the globe have all pitched in to continue these investigations. The purpose and mission of this show is to fight for the wrongfully convicted, investigate their cases, expose corruption, find the truth, and bring justice to all of those who deserve it. By starting at the beginning, you're going to experience this entire evolution. So again, I want to thank you for getting on board, and I hope you enjoy your journey. Welcome to the Truth and Justice Army. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number one of the Serial Dynasty podcast. My name's Bob, and I want to thank you for taking the time to download this episode and listening to it. And right about now, you're probably starting to wonder, why am I listening to this? And the reality is, we all know why you're listening to it. You're taking the time to listen to this podcast for the same reason that I'm taking the time to create this podcast. You listened to Serial, and you got hooked. For me, I don't know if it was the complexity of the story and the case, or if it was the way that Sarah Koenig presented it on Serial.
The cops have a struggle with Jay. I have a struggle with Jay. He's the biggest mystery of this whole case for me. The cops interview him at least four times that I know about. Two of those are on tape. And Jay also tells this story at trial, not once but twice, because the first proceeding ended in a mistrial.
The way Sarah presented the case left me with no choice but to put pen to paper and to start taking notes on the case, to start coming to my own conclusions, to start developing my own theories. I followed her through the ups and downs of her journey. I felt myself going through the same teeter-tottering emotions that she was, and my theories and my decisions flip-flopping from one day to the next as more evidence was presented. In fact, I think that that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about Serial.
was Sarah's transparency. Throughout the entire series, she never tried to hide what she was feeling. She never tried to pretend that she had it all figured out. When the series ended, or even for that matter, when an episode ended, they all just left me wanting more. Like there was this hole. I was so intrigued by this case and the facts of this case, I just felt like there had to be more information out there. So it led me to search iTunes for anything serial related. I had heard through some other podcasts that I listened to that there were podcasts about the podcast. And I found one. I found The Serial Serial, a podcast about a podcast. Serial Serial was created by a few Onion Inc. staffers. And to be honest with you, I'm going to need to go back and listen to those again. It was so long ago when I listened to them that I have a hard time separating between all the different serial podcasts that I've listened to. So that's one of the things that I'm going to do now that I have some new information is go back and listen to those again. After Serial Serial, I found a podcast called Crime Writers on Serial. This one was produced or hosted by a group of four authors that are true crime authors, and they discussed Serial. And I found that one very interesting, and it was pretty well done. I found a few other podcasts that discussed Serial or commentated on Serial that just weren't really my cup of tea. Then I came across the podcast Serially Obsessed. Now, admittedly, I was a little turned off to Serially Obsessed at first. This podcast was created by a mixed group of ladies. One is a former criminal prosecutor. One is a public radio producer, and one is a self-proclaimed hardcore skeptic. The ladies do dedicate, in my opinion, a little bit too much time to some of the minutiae, the small, what it feels to me, meaningless details about Serial, meaning not facts of the case, just more opinion commentary about the way it was produced or the things that were said, things like that. Honestly, it just seemed a little bit catty to me. Sorry, ladies, if you're listening. It's not you, it's me. But I do give them credit. First of all, those little commentaries in the podcast that I didn't really care for, different strokes for different folks. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that really enjoyed that part of the podcast. For me, it just wasn't what I was looking for. I was looking for facts. I was looking for people to dig deeper, for people to analyze the details of the case. But I'm sure for some people that was entertaining for them, and it was a nice addition to the podcast. Secondly, they do eventually come around into digging into the facts of the case. And like I said, that's what I was interested in. Towards the end of their series, well, I say end of their series, but it really hasn't ended. Serially Obsessed just produced another episode last week. So they're still going. But after Serial ended, Serially Obsessed podcast actually took the time to gather up some experts to sit in with them or to call into them and give their opinions on the case, which was fascinating to me. So well done, ladies. And the best part of the Serially Obsessed podcast is that they're still doing it. They're still giving us some content to fill the gap between episodes of the new podcast that really kind of is what inspired me to start doing this podcast, which is the Undisclosed podcast, The State vs. Adnan Syed. I think Undisclosed is the most groundbreaking podcast that's out there in regards to Serial right now. If you haven't listened to Undisclosed yet, you need to do so, like immediately. Like as soon as you're done listening to this episode of Serial Dynasty, go subscribe to the Undisclosed podcast and listen. If you're into Serial, you will be absolutely amazed. It's fascinating. The Undisclosed podcast is actually produced by a team of three lawyers, one of whom is Rabia, which would be Adnan's friend's sister. She was the one that really started Serial. She contacted Sarah Koenig and asked her to take on the case, to ask her to report on it, and now she's doing her own podcast. This one is not told from a narrative perspective like Serial was. Undisclosed is told from an investigative perspective or point of view. These are lawyers that are digging into the facts of the case. They're fact-checking, they're verifying stories, they're vetting witnesses. So far, there are two full episodes of the Undisclosed podcast out, and I don't want to spoil them for you, so I'm not going to disclose right now what was revealed in them. But what I'll tell you is they are mind-blowing. There is some new information out there that they have dug up. They've done an amazing job of doing fact-checking, and you'll be thrown for a loop. So if this podcast is something that you're becoming interested in and you're wanting to participate in, you're going to need to listen to subscribe to and listen to all of the episodes of the Undisclosed Podcast, because they will be a constant point of discussion on this podcast. The case of Haman Lee's murder on January 13th, 1999, has inspired a dynasty of podcasts and blogs and news articles, hence the name of my podcast, The Serial Dynasty. What we're trying to do here is to try to encompass all of this information into one source. So I said it's my podcast, so who am I? I'm not a lawyer or a journalist. I'm actually a fire chief by day and a podcaster by weekend. Myself and a group of guys from the firehouse, we get together on the weekends and we host and produce a podcast called Off Duty, and it has nothing to do with Serial. So if what you're looking for is more about Serial, it's not the place for you to stop in. The Off Duty podcast is just the guys spending their time off duty, kicking back, blowing off some steam, having a good time. It's really a podcast about nothing. A lot of people do find it entertaining, so if that's something that you're into, is listening to some firefighters talk about their lives and their off-duty time, then go ahead and check it out. But getting back to this podcast and who I am happily married to my beautiful wife, Becky. I'm a father of four, and I am absolutely enthralled by Serial. So what is this podcast about? It's about you and me and anyone else that is completely intrigued by the case of Haman Lee's murder, and consequently, the imprisonment of Adnan Syed, who may or may not be a guilty man sitting in prison for the last going on 16 years now, I believe. I'm surrounded by people that think that I'm crazy. I got so into Serial, and I never meant to. I heard Serial mentioned, of course, all over the news, all over Twitter, all over Facebook, and I listened to a lot of podcasts, so I thought, well, I'll check it out. I never expected to be as interested in it as I am. I have pages and pages and pages of notes that I've taken as I listened to Serial, as I was, I don't know what I was doing. And I cannot be the only one out there that is doing the same thing. I don't know if I think that I'm going to solve the case, that I'm going to come up with the information that nobody else has, but I started developing theories. I started noticing inconsistencies in the story, witness statements that weren't lining up. I've listened to Serial all the way through probably at least 10 times, and I've listened to all of the Serial, well, I don't want to call them spin-off podcasts, but all the podcasts that are about Serial to see if anybody else has any other insight on it. And for months, I've been sitting on all of these notes and these theories and trying to find something to do with them. There's nothing. I've shot out a couple of emails to a couple of the other podcasts out there wondering if maybe they'd have some insight. Didn't get much of a response. As a matter of fact, I sent one to the Undisclosed Podcast, and I was a little bummed out that they didn't get back with me because I thought it was a pretty solid theory. But they had a bombshell of new information in episode 2 that just came out this past Monday that let me know why they weren't interested in my theory, because given this new information, it really made no sense anymore. So that process of that happening is what kind of led me to this podcast. No one else has anywhere out there for those of us that are really intrigued by Serial in the story to get our thoughts and our theories out there. So that's what this podcast is about. The Serial Dynasty is a podcast that is completely listener driven. So here's the plan. Undisclosed is the new podcast that's being produced right now about Serial. And in my opinion, by far the most interesting podcast. I think it's more interesting than Serial itself was even. Undisclosed drops a new episode every other Monday. The last episode just came out this past Monday, which is April 27th. So they should be dropping a new episode, episode 3, which is all about Jay's day, on Monday, May the 11th. So this is the plan for my Serial Dynasty podcast. Between now and, say, May 8th, which is a Friday, I want you, the listeners, to email me your theories, your comments, any ideas that you have about the case, about the podcast, and not just about Serial and not just about Undisclosed, but if you've listened to Serially Obsessed, if you've listened to The Serial Serial, if you've listened to Crime Writers on Serial, gathering all of that information together from the Serial Dynasty of podcasts out there. Any info that you have that you just want to get off your chest, I want you to email it to me. Now, I am still working on constructing the website. I've kind of started to put this together very, very quickly, but the email address is up and running. So grab a pen and a paper and write this down. I want you to email me your ideas and your theories to theories at serialdynasty.com. That's theories at serialdynasty.com. And what I want to do is kind of walk through episode by episode pacing with Undisclosed. Because if the coming episodes are anything like the first two, there's going to be a overwhelming amount of new information that are probably going to change our ideas and our perspectives every time they publish a new episode. So their podcast, episode 3, like I said, will drop on Monday, May 11th. I will drop episode 2 of the Serial Dynasty podcast on Sunday, May 10th. So that's why I want you to get me all of your emails in by Friday, May the 8th. Send them in as soon as you have them, as soon as you got an idea. It could be a long email, a short email. It doesn't matter. Send those emails along to, again, theories at serialdynasty.com. I will sort through them, and I don't know how this is going to work. There may be thousands of them. There may be hundreds of them. There may be two of them, and there may be none of them. Either way, I'm producing another episode, even if it's just for my own self to listen to on May 10th. So I will gather all those up by the 8th. I will spend the 8th that evening going through all the emails and, you know, throughout the next week and a half until then, sorting through them. On Saturday the 9th, I will record episode 2 of the Serial Dynasty podcast, where I will read, I want to say I'll read all those emails, but like I said, I don't know how much interest there's going to be in this. But I'm going to read emails from you, the listener, about your theories. I'm going to commentate on them, discuss them. I'm going to give you some of my own theories in the case and some of my own ups and downs that I've gone through over the last several months throughout the Serial Dynasty. And so basically what's going to happen is we'll get caught up through the Undisclosed podcast episode number 2 before episode number 3 comes out. So while you're patiently waiting for Monday the 11th for episode number 3 of Undisclosed to drop, you can take some time on Sunday to go ahead and listen to our podcast. So see what everybody worldwide is thinking about the case so far, given the new information. Monday, Undisclosed will drop their next episode. After that episode, the next day or two after that, I will most likely drop a short episode of the Serial Dynasty, just to kind of quick catch up on what we heard that day. And then we'll have the same thing over again. We'll have that 2-week time frame for you to get me your thoughts and your theories, email them into me. And then the following Sunday before episode number 4 of Undisclosed drops, I'll release another episode as well. And so that's kind of the plan. We're going to try to pace with the Undisclosed podcast. And this may just be a place for us to get some of this built up information we have off of our chests. Maybe it'll do some good. I don't know if Robbie and the gang at the Undisclosed podcast will have an interest in hearing what we have to say here. But in any case, your ideas will be out there. And there's people from all over the world listening to this, and they may have some insight and some ideas that possibly Robbie and her team have not considered yet. It may be productive. It may do nothing more than just to continue our serial fix and fill the gaps between the Undisclosed podcast episodes. But we'll see how all that goes. Now, before I end this episode, I do want to make a couple of things clear just in case there's any questions about it. The Serial Dynasty podcast is in no way, shape, or form affiliated with Serial, Undisclosed, Serially Obsessed, Crime Writers on Serial, The Serial Serial. I'm an independent person, podcaster. Creating this podcast is a commentary about those podcasts. They have no affiliations with me whatsoever, and I have no intention of representing them. I also don't want people to have the impression that my intention is to compete with those podcasts or take away from those podcasts. Quite the opposite is true. All the podcasts that I've mentioned on here are podcasts that I listen to, that I enjoy, and I'm a fan of them. So if anything, I hope that this podcast helps to promote their podcast, because I would encourage you to listen to all of them, and I think it'll give you more insight in developing your theories as we go forward with this adventure that we're about to start. If you want to stay in touch with me or have any thoughts or comments about the Serial Dynasty podcast, we do have a Twitter account. You can catch up with us at Serial Dynasty. That's at Serial Dynasty on Twitter. Feel free to tweet us there and follow us there. We just got that up and running today, so you can be one of the first few followers there. Again, the email address to send your theories and ideas is theories at serialdynasty.com. And we do own the domain and are in process of building the website, serialdynasty.com. So I don't know when you're going to listen to this. Check it out. The website may be up. I'm hoping to work on it yet today. But very soon we'll have the website up there. So again, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope you're interested. I hope you're intrigued. And I hope you'll participate. I'm really, really anxious to see who's got some ideas and who's willing to send their thoughts to me so that we can continue this journey. Until next time, I'm Bob, and this has been the Serial Dynasty Podcast.